We begin Perek Echad Ve'Esrim, the 24th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechirin, Laws of Sales, and the Sibukim, the Book of Acquisitions. With this Perek, we begin the discussion regarding if someone sells something that is not qualified, it's not clear regarding what is being sold, if that works as a sale. There's Rambam Gitzal Locha off regarding selling merchandise in a quantity that's not been qualified. So, if someone is transferring something to his friend that's not clearly defined, but if its type, if its species was known, even though it's measured, the mishkali and its weight, the minyani and its quantity is not yidua, is not known, still harizakana, it's going to be acquired. But if its species, you don't even know what type we're talking about, then lakana is not going to be acquired. And Rambam says halacha based case at haso. Someone says, this pile of wheat, this heap, I'm going to sell you bekach bekach for this and this amount, or Martav Zeshal Yanin Nimaychelachah Bekach Bekach. This cellar of wine I'm going to sell you for this and this amount. Or Sag Shalta Einim Nimaychelachah Bekach Bekach. Or a sack of figs I'm going to sell to you for this and this amount. Afa Bishayim Midasarim Yedua. Even though the measurement of that heap is not known. V'loy Mishkal Teinim. And neither is the weight of the figs known. V'loy Minyan Hakakam Yedua. Neither is the quantity of the jugs known. So those are the three ideas of Mida. Of measurement and mishkal weight and minyan of number. Still, since you know the min, you know this type, what they were talking about, the sale is going to be valid. Even though it's a little bit more, a little bit less than what was evaluated with their understandings. But there will be then halachas of cheating, of defrauding, according to the market value of the market. Like we explained this in Perek Yud halacha base, but the sale will be valid. Now, halacha gimel continues regarding selling something that not defined. If someone says to his friend, but whatever is in this house, I'm going to sell to you for this and this amount. Whatever's in this box, I'm going to sell to you for this and this amount. Whatever's in this sack, I'm going to sell to you for this and this amount. And the buyer is agreeable and he does a mashicha. There's no acquisition over here. Because the buyer is not confident, which confidence in the sale is one of the underpinnings and the foundations of how a kinyan actually works. And here he's not confident. Any but he doesn't know what's inside the box or the house or whatever it is, if it's straw or gold. And therefore, it's only like playing with dice, means to say, it's gambling, which is asmachta, which is not kaina, and whoever does it with a Jew is like stealing. Anything, something like that will not be a kinyan. So too, in other words, just like by buying a heap of wheat, which if the measurement's not known, it gets established that they know is according to the market value, so too, in the next example, which you didn't establish at all, the value is going to be established according to the market value. If someone sells to his friend for wheat for 10 dinar, but he didn't say how many saw he's selling for that amount. So nicely, Kishash Bashuk, Bashas Machiri gives him like according to the market value at the time of the sale. Whoever backs out after the money was already given, because the he's not agreeable to the market value that was at the time when the monies were given. Mikabel Mishaparas, he has to accept then a Mishapara when you back out of a deal. Kamesh Man like really explained these halachas in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Halacha Hey, regarding the accepted measurements when one is selling a piece of property. If someone sells a space for his friend without qualifying the exact measurements of the place, loss is bias. I'm selling you a place where a piece of property that you could build a house, or a barn. So if someone accepts a job as a contractor where he's going to build on his friend's property, loss is either to make a wedding home for his son, or widow home for his daughter. He has to make it a minimum of 4 amas by 6. Now, mochale mokoyim by his gadol, but let's say he's selling him a place where he can make a large home. Well, that's oyse shmoyin alesa, that's already 8 by 10 amas. Mochale mokoyim trak, let's say he sells him a place of a palace. Oyse esalesa, that's 10 by 10 amas. Tarbit shel chatzer, if he's selling him a garden that's near a courtyard, that's shteim esal shteim esay, that's 12 by 12 amas. Verum kol bayis abayis. Now, the height of every one of these homes, whichever the dimensions are, it's kechatzi or kebechatzi rach, but the height is half of the combined length and width. So let's say 4 by 6, that's 10. Half of that will be 5, will be the height of this house. Halach above. Hamoichem mokum lechaveir las legvur. If someone sells a place for his friend where he could make a burial, Or if he accepts a contracting job to make for the friend burial place. So he has an obligation to make for him a cave, a crypt. And inside the crypt has to be an opening for 8 graves. Three on one side, and three on the other side. You come down the cave, you can't make it right there, you're coming down. Yep, and two on the opposite wall from where you enter into the crypt. Now, the measurement of the crypt is 4 amas al shesh, 4 by 6 amas. Now, every single grave is 4 amas oirich, is a length of 4 amas, enough to put in a person horizontally. Which is the width of a person, a width of 6 tvachim, 6 handbreadths. The room, shiva, and a height of 7 tvachim, so you could easily put in the buried person. Nimsa comes out, bin kol kev v'kev v'shemin atzadin. So between every single grave that's on the side walls, is amma mechtz, is amma and half. If you do the math, and you go by the final amount, and you say how much each one has, so between the rings, amma and half, ubein nashayim amma tzirim, and between the middle two, which are there on the opposite wall, ishte amma is 2 amma between those two graves. Halacha zayin, ha'moichel l'chaveri b'tich sedeh. If someone sells to his friend in his own field, meaning in the sell his own field, mokoyim amma samayim, an area where he can make a canal of water, lahashkes ba beis lachon, so that he could water and take it to a field that has to be irrigated. So neichel b'tich sedeyu amma, so he has to give him inside his field an amma, which is the word for a canal. Shadach b'shtei amas, its width is two amas. Va'am kan lagapera, and also additionally, an amma on either side of the canal as the banks. V'mochle amas hamayim lahashkes ba beis. Now, but if let's say he's selling him a canal in his own field that the buyer can use as a pipe to bring water for the animals to drink or to do laundry, which doesn't need as much water. So therefore, that would be enough that Nusla Amma gives them a canal, Sherech Ba'amma, that its width is only one Amma, Bechatzi Amma Kan, Bechatzi Amma Kan, like a pair, and have an Amma on either side for the banks. Now, Halacha Ches, Elo Agap, Ho Agapen, these banks, which are the sides of this canal, Bal HaSada Noitim, the owner of the field, the one who's selling this canal, he could plant trees over there because he's only selling the rights to utilize the area of the ground, which he needs for the canal. But he doesn't sell the actual land itself. So he can plant trees over there. But he just can't plant seeds there like wheat. Because planting seeds will weaken the ground that's over there. And it's going to ruin the canal of the water. Now the Amasamayim is this canal of water. If let's say the earth, the piles of earth that are used as banks dispersed. So then so the owner of the canal has to fix it with the earth of his field. Shamanas can't keep love on Mecha because it's on this condition that the seller accepts upon himself that the canal should be running through his field. He accepts that responsibility. If someone sells to his friend a path through his field, so if he's selling him an individual path, so he gives him 2.5 amas in the width, the amount that a donkey could stand with its load on it along the length of the road. Let's say he's selling him a path that goes from one city to another city, which is designated for the people of that city, so no people from other cities are coming over there, but it's still more than just a path through a field. Then he gives him a width of 8 amas in the length of the path, which is the measurement that would be for 2 wagons in the width, where if let's say the 2 wagons are encountering each other, one from one way from one city going to the other city and one going the other way, that neither one should hold back the other one, you have to have a width of 8 amas. Let's say he sells him a path of the public, then he gives him a width of 16 amas, which that's the accepted share of Rosh Hashanah for the laws of Shabbos. Now, let's say he sells him a derech hamelech, a path of the king. In other words, he says, sell me in your field a path that would be the width of the path of a king, or v'derech hakever, or the path which is they carry the dead to be to go and bury him. So those paths ain't lo shir. There's no measurement because a king could breach any fence and he could smash any house to get the path where he needs to go without veering to the right or to the left. So too, similarly, that of when they were escorting the dead person, they could go also wherever they want to go for the honor of the mess, not as much as just demolishing buildings, but therefore there's no exact measurement. So therefore, says the Rambam, it appears to me, so this is like selling something which its species is not known, no one knows exactly what the measurement is, and therefore, it's actually not going to be a kinyan, as we said in Halacha Aleph to Gimel. Halacha Aleph. Machaloy Makum Lamamid. Let's say sells to him a place for the Maimid, for the station, which is a place near the grave, which they would stand over there and they would comfort the mourners. Nishlay base Arba Kav. It gives him the area of four Kav. Halachid base. If someone says to his friend, Bayduk Saleha Ani Maichlech, I'm selling you a pit with its walls. So Nishlay Yurichav Akaisel, so he has to give him that the width of the walls are Shlesh Atvachim, three hand breadth. Halachid Gimon, regarding establishing boundaries of the field that's being sold. Someone sells a field to his friend. So here they are with the planning, with the architect, and he's delineating for him. One of the boundaries, he has a very long boundary. And the other side has a narrow boundary. So it depends on the circumstances. If the longer side, the side where the boundary is longer, was owned by one person. So therefore the seller has to delineate the boundary with the long line, because you don't usually write half of a boundary of a boundarying field. So in that situation, since the fields surrounding were owned by one person, meaning that field on that side, so therefore he only acquires the buyer from the side with the long boundary, only opposite the other side, which has a smaller boundary. Because we say that the intent was only to give from the field that's being sold opposite the smaller boundary on the other side. Why on that side that he went longer? It was only because it belongs to one person, so he has to show like the boundary in that person, so he went longer. But it's not because he's selling more than the other side, because generally you sell a field in like a square, which is according to how far the shorter side went. But v'mhoyi shel shnayim. But if, let's say, the side with the longer boundary actually was owned by two different people, so comes out that yikne keneged reish tar, that actually then the buyer is going to acquire on a diagonal. In other words, the reason why he went longer on the boundary wasn't because it's owned by one person, it was owned by two people, so why are you going longer? Obviously, it was to delineate that, although you ended the other side on the shorter, because it's going to go on the diagonal, and that's the only interpretation why he went longer. So therefore, he's going to get more in that case. Let's say this field that he's selling him, on one side was going from east to west, meaning on the east side and the west side is owned by the fields of Reuven. And the fields of Shimon are boundarying it on the north and the south. So in that situation, so the seller has to write out that the boundaries of Reuben and Shimon on either side. Why? Because if you would only write that this field is between the fields of Reuben and Shimon, it is possible to interpret that he means to sell only half the field on the diagonal, which would be between the fields of Reuben and Shimon on one side. Because you have Reuben, Shimon, on northeast, southwest. And if you're going Reuben and Shimon, well, it might be between Reuben and Shimon on the triangle, which is only half, because Reuben and Shimon are on either side of that. So you have to say, from both sides, that would tell us that's that full field. Let's say, okay, he's describing the three boundaries, but doesn't delineate the fourth boundary. So Kana Sadakula, he still acquires the whole field, obviously, because he's going around all three sides. But Avul Metzah V, but the fourth boundary, which either means to say the actual area of the boundary itself, or actually if you would cut it into an X, into quarters and quadrants, and then the top quadrant would be the fourth boundary, that Loi Kon, that he has not acquired, because he has not included that fourth boundary. But if the fourth boundary turns out, the way you're describing it from the three sides, meaning the two sides on the other side, the fourth boundary is absorbed within those boundaries, and that's number one. That's one thing working for the buyer. And number two, there is no row of palm trees, because that would give it a distinction as something very independent, and maybe it would not be included in the sale. No, it doesn't have a row of palm trees. And number three, it doesn't have a measurement of 9 kavan, which that's the minimum measurement of would be as its own field. So with all those three variables, then he's going to acquire even the fourth boundary, because there's three things working in the favor of the buyer. Now, but let's say the fourth boundary was not absorbed within the parameters of the other three sides. Moreover, has a row of palm trees. So that's two things. or instead of the palm trees, sheyesh b'tisha kavim, where it has a measurement of 9 kav. So again, there's only one thing working in the favor of the buyer. Then, like Kano, then he does not acquire the fourth side, because, again, because of its significance, it's going to be considered as its own separate field, and it should have been delineated, it should have been marked, and it wasn't. Now, let's say how you move it. Let's say it was absorbed in the lines of the other two sides. And number two, v'yesh lo b'rechav dekal. It has a row of palm trees, and it just doesn't have 9 kav. So again, you have two things working in the favor of the lekech. It's muvla, and there's no 9 kav. Oh, yishish b'tisha kavin, or it has 9 kavin. So again, it's two in favor and one not. Oy, shalom, I mean, and it's either one or the other, either rechav dekalim or tisha kavin, and not the rechav dekalim. Oy shalom yimuvla, or wasn't absorbed, but veinu lo rechav dekalim beim tisha kavin. So again, there's two things working in this favor. It doesn't have a row of palm trees, and it doesn't have a shir nine kavin. So then it's somewhere in the middle. So this is given over to the courts, whatever they see appropriate, whatever way path they find that their understanding is leaning towards, then they should do that. What's known as Talmudic terminology of shudah d'dayna, that the judges get to decide in such a case. Let's say he only defined the corners, which there's many fields surrounding this field that's waiting to be sold, and the seller marked only the fields that are end by the corners of the field, where are the four fields on the corners. So the question is he intending for the whole field? Because generally a person doesn't usually sell corners only. Or maybe he's selling only two diagonal rows, which are like an X. That's all. He's only selling the actual lines of the X. And but they seem like a metzer shel chol ruach. He didn't delineate, he didn't define the boundaries on all sides. Oy, I mean, on the whole side of those four sides. Or he defined for him the two boundaries like a gam. A gam is a Greek letter, like an endochah, which is like an L-shaped bracket. So it's on two opposite sides, these two L-shaped brackets, which technically, if you would extend them, it's going to be like a full box all around. But that's all he did was like this L-shaped brackets. Or he defined for him a part of every single of the four sides. But where on every side there's many fields that belong to many people. And he's marking a little bit. Now, what we're not sure about is, would we say a person doesn't usually sell, like skipping, like he made marking? Or do you say that, no, ultimately, those are the parts that were marked. And that's what he's selling. So the buyer has not acquired it all. So rather, he's only going to acquire from him whatever it is that he gave over to him. And whatever the judges see fit, that would be saying that we would definitely know is included in the sale. If someone sells a bias, not clear what that word means, a room or a house, to his friend in a larger building. Although he gave him the outer boundaries as the markings, and even if there are some people that actually call the bira, the palace, as a bias, no, he's only acquired an apartment itself. He's just expanding the boundaries, but he's not actually selling him the whole building. Because had he really been selling him the whole palace, the whole mansion, he would have written to him. He would have written, and I have not let back anything from the sale, anything at all. That would have been something you expect if he's selling the whole thing. Rather, we're saying he only sold him one of the rooms. The same thing is even implies, where this is even the bigger chiddush, because they're all really the same thing. If he sells him, quote unquote, a field in a large valley, and he delineates the boundaries of the whole valley, it's only an expansiveness of the boundaries, and he didn't acquire the whole bikkah, only one of the fields. Ches continues regarding interpreting the smallest definite of the sale. So if someone says to his friend, fields I'm selling you. So this time the minority, the minimum of plural of sadis of fields is two, and that's all that's included because that's the minimum, because you want to collect from the seller, you don't know more than that. Omelete says to him, call sadis all the fields. Oh, then afilah shos rabbi, even three or four, as many as the fields that he has. Chutz miganas and pardesim, but that would not include the gardens, which that's where they have the vegetables. And not grain like in fields, and pardesim are orchards where they have pears, like for example pomegranates. Not, that's not generally called a sada. But Amalei, it says to Nechasim, my properties I'm selling you, then I feel like gardens, paradise, and then even gardens and orchards are included. But that's going to be excluding homes and slaves. But if it says to him, Kol Nechasim, all my properties, I feel Avadim, Obatim, then even the slaves and homes, and all the movable items that are known to him that he has, even the tefillin on his head, are all going to be included in that sale. Someone says to his friend, "Bayis mi botai, a home for my homes, b'shor mishvar, and an ox for my oxen. I'm going to sell you." So he gives him the smallest one of them all because you can't prove more than that. Now, meisechem and hashvam. Let's say one of his oxen die. Oshenovel echem abotim. One of his houses, his homes collapsed. Well, marley zeshem meis oshenovel. Then he could show him the one that died, the one they collapsed, and say that was the one that I sold you. She had bal hashtar al tachnenu, because the one that's holding the document has the lower hand because he has to prove when he's trying to extract, and he just said one of them, and that could be the one. Alach achaf. Someone says to his friend, "Sadeh debechia nimoichlach. I'm selling to you the field of the household of Chia." But they saw this in the Kerem B'Shezeh, and there's actually two fields that had that appellation, that title. And the Kain Elapachashem, he only acquires the smaller one of them, the lesser one of them. Anything like this, where he's trying to be Meitzim Mechaberei, on him would be the Rai. Alach Chavav continues regarding interpreting in opposition to already a pre-established name. So I'm Alach Chavav, someone says to his friend, "Stay Reuben on the Meichlach, the field of Reuben that was what I'm selling to you." Now, became a Shabbat Lekech Lishtamish, but now the buyer is coming to utilize, as everyone knows, the field of Reuben. Amalei Meichel, the seller says to him, "No, Einazu Asud the Shaisa Shal Reuben, this is not the field that was of Reuben. Alkachi Kerui, that's what everyone calls it, Reuben's field. But Eloyim Loisle, this was never his, from my property. Elazu He Shaisa Shal Reuben, no, this other one was Reuben's. Alkachti Menu, that's the one I bought from him. Vishim Echartlach, that's the one I sold to you." So, here, Ala Meichel Habiraya. It's on the seller to bring proof that this was the field that was really Reuben's, and the other one, which is called Reuben's field, is not the one he bought from him. Now, v'mlohevi, if it doesn't bring proof, zoich alekech bezu, then the buyer he merits in this one, shekol am karen shel Reuben, that the whole world calls Reuben's. P'chen kreitz b'm, and anything like this, halachach Hashem shu pasha b'fiakol, you go after the name, which is spread, widespread in everyone's mouth, and that's what you believe, and the meicha would have to be removed from that chazaka. Halachi chav beis continues regarding selling a half of a field. If someone says to his friend, "Chatzi sada ani moichlach, a half a field I'm selling you." So the way you actually do that is as follows. Shaman kamashava kolasada. First you evaluate how much is the whole field worth. And then the seller could give him from the inferior parts of the field, mashashava chatzi adam shakolasada, whatever is worth half of the value of the whole field. But he doesn't actually give him half of the field. He gives him half of the value of the field in the most inferior parts of the field. Which you think would be more distinctive. They say, half in the south I'm selling to you. No. The way you do it is, Shomad Meikuli, again, you value the entire worth of the field. He gives it in the south according to the value of half of how much the entire worth is. But it doesn't give him the half that's in the south. Now, additionally, the buyer has to accept upon himself, since it's half of the field, so that he's going to make in his portion a place for a fence. And the Mechayra Gadda behind the fence, Samach Lagadda right near the fence, is Charetz cut in a small ditch, which is Rachav Shalash Tvachim, a width of 3 Tvachim, and also outside of the fence, has to be Charetz Echad Gadda, one large ditch, which is Rachav Shish Tvachim, a width of 6 handbreadths, Ubein Shnei Acharitzim, and between these two ditches, our Rechav Tevach has to be the width of a Tevach. Why? This is so that a marten, which is a small wild animal, should not jump from one field to another one, and similar like that, because now there's one field now was divided into two, so that's the buyer's responsibility. Let's say the seller had half of a field. Lomelachaber says to his friend, half that I have in the field is sold to you. So he acquires the whole half. Meaning he says, the half that I have, I'm selling to you. But Amalei, let's say, says to him, Chatzi asod shiyeshli, half of the field that I have, so it's not the Chatzi shiyeshli basada, it's Chatzi hasod shiyeshli, half of the field that I have, which he himself only has half, and he's selling him half of the half, l'kana l'rivia. So the buyer only acquired a quarter of the field. Amalei, let's say, says to him, Metzer sada, says, the boundary of the field, shememeno nechlek, is that from it is going to be divided, or shemen nefsek, is from it's going to be separated. Shemin nechtes, from it, it's going to be cut in half. Either way, whatever terminology he uses, if he says to him ve'ilu mitzordeha, and these are its boundaries. In other words, if he marks out all the boundaries of the field, north, south, all directions, So then, he didn't say how much he's selling him. Then kanachetzia. Then the buyer acquires half. Because since he went through all the effort and he delineated all the boundaries, obviously he's coming to strengthen the power of the buyer to give him a nice appropriate part of the field, which is going to be half. But vimlay mutzlim, etc. But if it didn't mark out any boundaries, just the east and the west to get an idea, then lekanel beis tishakav, and then he's only going to get what's considered the minimum of what's considered a field, which is non-kavan. That's what he is, because he says metzasada. He said a terminology, which is like that we're going to have to make a boundary over here, but he didn't say exactly where. So depending if he went through the effort, obviously he wants to give him half, but if not, he's just going to give him the minimum, which is non-kavan.